You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Vasilis Marmatakis.
My name is Katerina Papanagiotou.
Now we're talking.
This is Type Radio.
Now we're talking.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
It's May 28th, 2010. We're at the European Design Awards in Rotterdam. And our guest is Vasilis Marmatakis. First question, is there such a thing in your view as European design?
Well, yes, there's a scene, if that's what we're talking about, you know, from every country. If you're talking about a style, I think it's mingling now. So it's, I wouldn't see something and say, oh, that's European. See something else and say, oh, that's American. Well, there is, but I think they're all mixed now. So
there's nothing typical. There's nothing typical European.
Typical European? No, there's typical things in each country. For example, you could see something that you say, okay, oh, that's very Swiss, mm-hmm. or you could say, oh, that's Greek or Italian. But you could say that, but you wouldn't say it as a whole. Mm-hmm. European is like one thing, and that's why it's interesting.
And so what do you think is typical Dutch?
Typical Dutch? Very clean typography. Quite, if that's right, what I'm thinking of. Quite explanatory. And there's always like another level to it as well, thinking of some works. But very straightforward as well.
And Greek?
And Greek design. I would say that, I mean, we do appreciate whenever there are a Greek designer has elements of Greekness to it. So, I don't know, for us, Greek design is things that you see every day from a signage system. Well, not system, because it's not a system. The signage, not system. So that's a Greek design. Or, you know, things that you find in civil services, like all those multi-copied, you know, multi-copied papers that you have to fill in, so that's like another Greek element. What else? And now slowly we're kind of getting more, it gets cleaner and cleaner, which I don't know if it's a good thing because it's a more European thing, what you mentioned before.
So do you think you're atypical Greek? Like,
In
your work, are you cleaner in that sense? Or?
We, as not typical in a way of cleanness, but we do like things to be straightforward. So, for example, if there's a poster which is full of type, you wouldn't say it's clean, but it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's straightforward. We like to keep things simple, not clean, as designers.
I've sensed a little bit of a sort of disappointment in your voice when you said that you think that local design culture is losing its characteristics because of this globalization and the European Union and the boundaries.
Yes. Full stop.
You feel sorry
it's
about
true.
That?
That's, I feel that sorry happening. About that because, I mean, especially with Greece, is you know, I'm tired of listening to, oh, there's no heritage in design and we don't have, like, you know, the Swiss. And I think it's wrong because there is. Like, you know, it's like for centuries it goes back. It's just not very easy to find because it has not been systematically, you know, categorized. Mm. But it's there. So one thing that it's, you know, out of the question is this, that, oh, we don't have a heritage in design, that's why everything is like this and because of this and because of that. And it's not true. It's there. So, what was the question again? But, you know, I have,
if you feel sorry about that,
I do.
Local
yes.
design culture is losing.
I
its
do. I do. I mean, we are all looking at foreign magazines on graphic design, and they all tend to look kind of, you know, the same. Like those 3-4 really good magazines, you do get to see the same kind of work. And plus, in our work, there are trends every now and then. You know, like a few years ago, there was a trend with all those florals things mixing up. Then it goes through another phase. Now it gets more to like a rougher sense. So that affects as well. And the fact that you are informed by that through internet, because before you were not, so that affects as well. All the people are getting the same information.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
And do you take actions or do you take steps to preserve Greek design culture in your own work?
What we do, yes, we have been working a lot with clients that are, you know, national Greek companies, like the National Greek Theatre, or the new the new identity of the National Greek Theatre, or the new Acropolis Museum, or the Greek telecommunication services. I'm just mentioning some that we have worked on, mm-hmm. and we have tried as much as we can to get not the Greekness in the sense of ancient or whatever someone thinks of, but of contemporary Greekness, which is, you know, simplicity and all that, not in a folklore kind of way, but yes, we have, through those works.
And how do you work together? Well, how did you start, and what is your relationship? Working relationship.
We used to work together in an advertising agency, and that's where we took off, and we did our own studio. And I think we respect each other's work. That's the basis of it. We respect each other's opinion. Mm-hmm. And right now, Katerina is working more on her own at the office. There's a bit where I'm taking like some time off the studio to do some things on the side. So right now, we're not right now working together. So Katerina is running the studio mostly as we speak. But our collaboration has been based on that, on, you know, respect.
But you go under one name, correct?
Yes.
But how do you, in sort of the design process, is there, you say, okay, this is what I want to do. Is there a head and a heart, or is it joint?
No, it's the good cop, bad cop with clients. Some things, for example, with some clients, I'm the bad cop and she's the good cop, so it depends who is going to talk to whom. She's the bad cop mostly. So yeah, that's how it has been going on so far.
And how many people are in your studio?
Well, it's three altogether. As I said, I'm an external right now, so it's Katerina and two more people.
And for example, you studied abroad. Do you think that is, if you hadn't done that, then you wouldn't be where you are?
No.
Do you think that was important, to go abroad and then come back to Greece? Or it makes no difference?
It was abroad as an experience. It was, yeah, it was important. And it has helped me a lot, apart from the fact that I still have a lot of friends from abroad that mm-hmm. we hang out. But yeah, it has helped. You know, living abroad in general helps. It's good for someone to do for a few years before going back to his country, because you hopefully get all the good things back. So I think yes.
But did you leave also?
Katerina studied in TEI.
Okay.
In Greece.
But do you think there's a difference then between the two? Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
There is. Even throughout the 4 years, if we say it's 4 years of work, it has been different. What we have studied is different, mm-hmm. like the classes are different, the projects are different.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is very interesting, the fact that that comes together.
For example, like, can you give me a...
Yeah, I think our briefs, well, my briefs in London were a bit more free and a bit more creative throughout, even from the beginning. Mm-hmm. While in Greece, Katerina, they have studied a lot, they were a bit more... we can't say tight.
Yeah.
They're a bit more tight, not so free. Yeah, but like the principles and history and the history of the lettering and calligraphy. And we never did those. I mean, I never did those in England.
That's because you missed the classes.
No, I've been there since foundation. Yeah. We never did them.
The economic recession of last year and the financial crisis that we're having now, is that affecting your work and your studio?
It has, because right now it's the worst moment because everyone is panicking. So it hasn't come that yet, you know, all that. But everyone is panic, and that's like the worst. Like clients trying to, you know, minimize their expenses. Mm-hmm. They're stopping from doing a lot of, you know, works that were scheduled to do, just from panicking, not from actually not having the money right now, but from panicking. And we think that it has obviously affected us, and it will, but we just think that Greece is like the first of the countries to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's coming.
Do you have any do you have any expectations of what will happen?
Well, one thing that will happen is that, well, I think the most difficult is for the bigger companies mm-hmm. with a lot of employees, because they're a bit difficult to handle, while smaller companies, you know, they are more flexible, so they can kind of figure out their clients and their expenses. And yeah, so that's one thing that's going to affect the most. I think it's like big companies and even bigger design studios or advertising agencies, where they get a lot of money off, you know, advertising, like on the television, broadcasting.
And do you take any action, like with design, to do anything about it, or it's not?
I think because, as I said, it's still a part of the panic.
Yeah.
We're all part of this yet. But we are very optimistic that good things, it's not happening. Well, it might be happening for, it's not happening for a good thing, but good things will gonna come out of it. Mm-hmm. We're pretty sure that people are gonna get together, and even within the design community, mm-hmm. and do things on their own, and even be more supportive with each other. So that's the hopeful.
Is it competitive within the Greek design community?
Yes, it is. It is. It's a small community. Everyone knows everyone. Mm-hmm. And what happens is what happens everywhere. I mean, there are a few design studios that are friends and they are supportive within each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are other offices which are friends with some other people. So they are, you know, supportive within.
Yeah.
So it has always been. It might, we're pretty sure it will get, you know, more difficult. It's going to be, yeah, like even more competitive than that.
And do you run into the same people with pitches for bigger companies? Do you run into the same group of design studios that are doing the pitches for the same?
Yes, we do, yes. Mm. And it has happened quite a few times that we find out that we're in the same pitch with friends. So, I mean, our policy is like to phone them up and say, hey, you know, we're in the same pitch. And sometimes we even discuss like our financial proposals. So it's not going to be the money why we're going to be chosen, but because of the work. So we're trying to be really straight with that within friends.
I think that's quite a nice idea. But do you, yeah. Don't you reduce your price right the last minute and say.
No, but that's the thing. Within friends, I mean, first of all, it's something that you're going to find out.
Yeah.
You're going to find out, okay. So there's no way you would do that. But, okay, it's not moral to do it, but anyway, it's going to be out.
But so no client has played against the two of you, said, oh, he's given me, it's 1,000 less.
It has happened before, but our policy our belief is that clients should come to us because they like the work, not because we are cheap.
Okay.
Or we are cheaper. So that's not why we want them here.
How important are design competitions or design awards for you?
They're important to our clients. It's good for them because they reassure their decision to pick you as a design studio. So that's good for future work. Yeah, it's a reassurement for them, and it's a reassurement for us as well, because, you know, your work has been recognized and, oh, it won an award, by the way. And it's good for the portfolio as well. And also, we do believe that we taking part every now and then in these kind of competitions. Also, we do believe that works that we really love, like some of our favorite stuff, have not even gone through the finals. So we don't think that if it's been awarded, it means that it's good. Like, no way we think that. So.
And do you think you can, because with different clients and different circumstances and different briefs, do you think it's even possible to compare different designs in a competition?
In a competition, yes. There are so many factors for that. It's the budget. You know, it's a bit unfair if someone has a budget to do a book and that's a huge amount of money to with someone who doesn't. Or, for example, with the music packaging that we have been involved to, you know, you get, for example, Metallica, that they won the first in the European Awards, like the first prize, and it was like a really luxurious box. We cannot compare it with like some indie labels that we have worked on. But then again, you know, would I buy that Metallica box? It's all subjective, so.
So would you buy them?
No, I
would. No, but also for the European Design Awards, it's also different. I mean, it's also different countries and different. Well, would you say it's different levels or not really?
Different levels in what way?
Would you say that there's a, for example, in Holland, I mean, when you say that in Greece, there is a lot of people complain that there's not a lot of design history. Mm-hmm. Where it is there, but it's not comparable, say, to the Dutch. Mm-hmm. Is that unfair competition, do you think, once you are competing against the...
No, δεν είναι άδικο. No, it's not. We don't think it's unfair. You know, it's work that has been done right now. So if you look at the graphic design now, okay, what's there? Greece, three works, okay, 10 works from Holland, 3 works from Greece, 20 works from Germany, but that's what there is. So in a way, yeah, it's fair. Mm-hmm. We don't think it's unfair. It has to do a lot also with all these awards, who is sending work? Because there are people who we admire and we love their work that they don't take part in any of those competitions. You know, they keep on doing their work. So that is an element. It's not that you get the annual and you think, ah, so that's what's happening. No, there's like other things happening as well. Mm. These are the things that actually people bothered to send to the competition.
Who are your design heroes?
Brockmann?
Brockmann.
Yeah. Joseph Müller Brockmann. If we were to say one, we'll just mention this.
Okay.
And from Greece, Katsourakis, Karabot. They were in the 60s. Working. We absolutely love. They're up there with Brockmann. And they're still alive and they're, you know, they're not very active like within the graphic design, but you know, it's...
Have you met them?
We are meeting them next week. Oh. We're very excited.
How exciting.
Yeah. How old are they?
In their 80s, 80 something, like between 70 and 80. But we were thinking like a few years ago, we thought, okay, how amazing would it be for them to design our logo?
So what did you do? Did you ask them?
No, we didn't ask them.
But why not?
Because they're not working now. They are not taking jobs anymore. But you know, we're thinking how amazing that would be. But anyway, we're meeting them next week.
Is it a special occasion?
It is a special occasion. It's going to be a conference which has to do with promoting Greek culture mm-hmm. abroad. And it's organized by the Ministry of Culture. And the idea is that they're going to have the old school graphic designers. So mm-hmm. it's going to be them talking in a conversation with like people who are working now, which is going to be us. So that's going to be really amazing.
Wow. Oh, that's an honor.
Last question. What design job that you did are you most proud of? Or what design job changed your career or your life, your professional life? Is there one job that you sort of...
Miss Alex.
Yeah.
It's nice. She says she won't talk, but you spoke through the whole thing.
Luckily, Lisa speaks Greek.
Well,
so
if there are any Greek listeners, then they can...
Yeah, I hope
yes,
so.
Let's hope there are. They're going to hear all the background talking as well.
Don't worry, they hear me.
I don't know. We're thinking that we wouldn't say there is one. I don't know. No. It's because it's a process. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because it's a process. And then one thing leads to another, and that leads to another, and that leads to another. It's like small pieces. We wouldn't say one, no, to be our favorite. And we kind of like most of the things that we have done, which is good. We don't have, for example, before we go to a presentation, we're looking at the stuff we're going to present. If there's one thing that we are not sure, we're not showing it. We call it our little exhibition. That's how we call it before the presentation. We're like, let's do the little exhibition. And we're like, that we're not very sure of. They might take it. We take it off. So things that are coming out, we like them. And we try to keep them as nice as possible throughout the process.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Type Radio.
Are we about what you
want?
This is
Type Radio.
Are we about what you want?
Type Radio.
Now we're talking.